Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle. Film Week starts in just about 9 minutes here on KBCC, and John Horn will be here. So thanks so much for listening to me this week while I filled in for Larry, and Larry will be back on Monday. Well, on May 31st, our own Adolfo Guzman Lopez was shot in the neck with a 40-millimeter foam round by a Long Beach Police Department officer. He was out covering the ongoing protests for racial justice that have taken over the streets of Southern California. And the image of Adolfo's bloody and bruised throat really drew national condemnation from press freedom groups. Our own newsroom has been trying since then to figure out what happened that day, especially the question of whether Adolfo was targeted for being a journalist. We got some answers recently, and here to talk about that investigation is KPCC's Aaron Mendelson, investigative reporter, and Adolfo Guzman Lopez is also here. Hi, Aaron and Adolfo. And Adolfo, I'm so glad that you are back and covering higher education again here in Southern California. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot. The support from you and my KPCC colleagues has meant a lot. Really appreciate it.
Aaron, what do we know so far? What is Long Beach Police, what have they said about what happened to Adolfo?
Yeah, well, first, let me echo you. It's so great to hear Adolfo's voice on the air again.
Yeah.
We met last week over Zoom with Long Beach Police, and they presented their findings to us. They said their belief is that Adolfo was struck by a ricocheted 40-millimeter foam round, so that an officer fired his or her projectile, that it ricocheted off something or somebody and then hit Adolfo. They say no video actually captured this, but that the injuries are consistent with a ricocheted foam round. And so I called around, and it sounds like that is indeed a plausible theory.
And you talked to a doctor who gave you a sense of what would have happened to Adolfo if potentially this hadn't been a ricochet. I mean, this was a very frightening part of your reporting that you can find on LAist.com, by the way, Aaron Mendelson's full report. What did you learn from medical experts about the damage that these rounds can do?
Yeah, it's awful to think about this, you know, given just how gnarly that wound that Adolfo suffered was. But it could have been worse if it was a direct hit. A doctor told me that a direct hit to the neck could cause immediate life-threatening injuries.
And this is a common thing that police use in protest situations all across the country, right? These foam rounds. What do we know about their use and their dangers when they are used? Because I think initially we were calling them rubber bullets, but that just makes them sound kind of like friendly, like they're a Nerf gun.
Right. And rubber bullets and foam rounds are a similar type of weapon. They become more popular as a less lethal option. So, you know, a way for police to fire at someone that is less likely to kill them. But especially in these protest settings, like the one that Adolfo was covering in Long Beach, you know, if you fire towards a crowd of people, these things are known to bounce around and it can injure another person. And that seems to be what happened here.
Is Long Beach Police going to offer any kind of change in their policy for the use of these foam rounds, or have they responded in terms of the dangers of ricocheting foam rounds, which obviously extremely dangerous? Once an officer pulls a trigger, they don't know where that round is going to go.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything in terms of a policy change. The department used to use beanbag rounds until about 2013. And I talked to one use of force expert who studies these types of weapons, who told me that though he prefers those because they don't ricochet.
Adolfo Guzman Lopez also on the line. Adolfo, how are you feeling? And what are the questions that are still in your mind about what happened to you that day, May 31st?
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better. You know, the physical recovery really took maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. The injury scarred pretty quickly. I was on a steroid to reduce the inflammation. I never lost my voice. I was able to speak, but I went to an ENT and he said, okay, try not to speak and that sort of thing. But the emotional recovery took longer. You know, the first day and a half, I mean, you can imagine the adrenaline from having gone through that and then my body coming down from that adrenaline. I was off from work. So, and, you know, my wife works from home and we had the kids and I was kind of left to just kind of deal with it on my own. And luckily I did have a lot of messages from people and that sort of thing. So the recovery has been going well. I'm really like back to, I don't know if normal, I want to say the word normal, but yeah. What is normal after having gone through something like this, right?
Long Beach police, you know, say that likely one of the reasons they fired into the crowd of protesters were some bottles being thrown. What's your take on their reasoning for using these rounds and the dangers that they pose to the protesters, Adolfo?
So I think that one of the most important things to come out of this is the police investigation and the findings. So what they showed us, they pledged to make public. So hopefully the public will be able to see the videos that they showed us and maybe even some more information, you know, sometime soon. I had a lot of anticipation before that meeting. Okay, what's it going to show? Am I going to see myself being shot or not? And like Aaron said, there was none of that.
No video available or anything like that. But I'm so sorry we're up against a break, Adolfo. But of course, we will stay on this. And also the use of these rounds against people demonstrating and the policy behind them here in law enforcement communities in Southern California. Film Week is up next. Thanks for listening.